Former leader of the Progressive Socialist Party Waleed Jumblatt emphasized on Monday that the goal is to fulfill the presidential mandate, form a government, end the interim situations and institutions, and then reform the economy. In an interview with the local TV station LBCI, he said that we cannot elect a president in Lebanon without Saudi Arabia's blessing, stressing on the fact that the Lebanese forces leader, Samir Gigi, and the Free Patriotic Movement, Gibran Bassel, should meet because there is a danger of the presidency being taken away from the Maronites. Jumblatt added that at the moment, we should forget the candidacy of Murata leader, Frangie and Director of Middle East and Central Asia Department at the International Monetary Fund, Azur. He asked, isn't there anyone else? Jumblatt said that returning to dialogue is the only way to get out of the destructive void, asking to stop with the sterile vetoes. He noted that after Bassel distanced himself from Hezbollah, the latter wants to bring him back to the fold, thus the game of blackmail occurs again. In his opinion, they both are stuck and the Hezb wants a Christian ally. On another matter, he said that it appears that Hezbollah agrees with Bassel on not extending the army commander's mandate. Concerning the Israel-Hamas war, Jumblatt highlighted that he does not favor war and hopes that Lebanon won't be dragged into it because then, nothing will be left of Lebanon. The military actions so far have not deviated from the rules, but they might, he added. Our slogans remain, the defense strategy and the exclusive possession of weapons by the state. I have not abandoned them, but part of this decision might be Lebanese, and another part Iranian, Jumblatt said. He added, I object to Abdullayan's statement, Iranian foreign minister, saying Lebanon is present, which implies go to war. He asked, can Iran, which claims to control countries like Syria and Iraq, boast about such nations? I say to Abdullayan, do not involve us in the war, he added. He said that PM Makati conveyed to him what the French foreign minister said, there is no safe zone left. Jumblatt addressed a message to Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah, hoping Lebanon does not slide into war, out of concern for Lebanon and the people of the South. He is aware of this suffering, I believe, and it is necessary to exercise restraint, Jumblatt added. He concluded by saying, I say to Hezbollah and Nasrallah, it is better for the military machine within the party to be unified in the decision-making regarding war and peace in the South alongside the Lebanese army. There might be factions without such authority, and there might be local and regional reconciliations to embarrass Hezbollah.